Blog Talk Radio.
That's my program getting ready. God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Unfortunately, our speaker could not be with us this evening, so I will bring a word. Praise be to God. Let us. A Thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible, Psalms 100 describes this prayer. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
The kind of clothes that he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he'd drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Looks like you, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Some will ever see, and you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need. He looks like you. Like you, what will Jesus do?
God of my life, by day you direct your love, and at night your song is with me. You are the God of my life. You direct my steps according to your will and desire. You cause me to walk on firm footing when it is dark. You light the way and give comfort at times I cannot see the beauty stretching out before me because my eyes are dulled by darkness. But in those times, you ask me to have faith in you, to cling to your word, that when the sun rises, I will see the greatness of your goodness in my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Baby, this dream.
God of my life, you know that I have questioned more than I should have. I have asked to see the end when I don't trust the means you are using in my life. I have doubted your heart when I could not see your hand or when your ways seem confusing. Forgive me for not resting in your name, God of my life, and for trying to be in charge of my life myself. Pardon my impetuous spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. I hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music and prayers.
Belongs to you. Belongs.
God of my life, I thank you for truly being the God of my life. You know me better than anyone else could ever know me. What's more, you are authentic in your care. You have no hidden motives for uncovering who I am. So I thank you for your love, so real, so kind, so deep. Thank you, God of my life, for guiding me and directing my steps. Thank you for speaking to me when I seek you and your way. Thank you for being God of my life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
All to the glory of God. All to the glory of God. In all that we do, no matter where we are. All to the glory of God. Everything belongs to Him in the fullness of His blessing. Nothing is possible without God. We come to know His mercy, humbling ourselves to His mountain. We pray His holy. As far as the eye can see, He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. His love knows no bounds. His goodness always true, and He's coming in the clouds.
Restore our souls brand new. All to the glory of God.
Amen. All to the glory of God. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled Safe Passage. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms chapter 107, verses 29 through 30. Amen. And it says, He caused the storm to be still. He guided them to their desire haven. Amen. Praise be to God for the reading of His word. The storms of life can make you feel off course and unsure of your direction. This was certainly the case for the disciples as they sailed on the Sea of Galilee and ran into a battering gale. They could not gauge their direction and doubted they would survive. Yet during that storm, Jesus showed his ability to protect the disciples even as the tempest whirled around them. Often during the storms, we are convinced that the elements will sink us, just as Peter was when he stepped out of the boat. However, the one who directs the wind and waves can stop their effect on us and rescue us. Likewise, Jesus demonstrated his sovereignty, that he was fully in charge of every detail of that that the elements will sink us, just as Peter was when he stepped out of the boat. However, the one who directs the wind and waves can stop their effect on us and rescue us. Likewise, Jesus demonstrated his sovereignty, that he was fully in charge of every detail of what the disciples were experiencing in. This you can take heart. Jesus knows exactly how fierce the storm is. Where are you? Where you are, and where he wants to take you. The one who died in your place because of his awesome love is the one who holds your future, controls the direction of your life, and won't let you down. So turn to him in the storm. Trust him and have confidence that he will bring you to your destination. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Jesus, I trust you in the tempest. Thank you for bringing me safely to the right destination. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our daily devotion. At this time, I will play another selection as you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you.
you just gotta wait. You gotta trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes, he's a God.
A God you can't hurry.
He'll be there. Don't you worry. Oh, well, he may not come when you call him, but he's right on time. Oh, you can't hurry God. Oh, no, you just gotta wait. You gotta trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes.
God of my life, be very close to me. Open my ears to hear. Soften my heart to discern your spirit. Help my eyes to recognize when you are weaving something new in my life. Turn my frustration and anger away from people who seem to be who seems to be obstacles in my life. God of my life, and help me to remember you are sovereign. Nothing happens to me that doesn't first pass through your hands. Kings see you and bow down. I pray that each moment I will honor you and live in that same spirit of humility before the God who knows what steps I should take and who guides me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Gives strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it. Think about it, Savior of the whole world,
Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify, you know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice and say,
awesome.
Come on if you believe it, lift your voice.
Awesome. Awesome.
Somebody ought to celebrate the arms of God.
El Elyon, Most High God, I give you praise. I praise you in your sanctuary. I praise you in your mighty expanse. I praise you for your awesome deeds according to your excellent greatness. I praise you with music, songs, and words of admiration. My soul makes it boast in you. El Elyon, I bless your name today, and I will forget none of your benefits. You hold the power in your hand to keep the flames of life's trials from scorching me. You have the power to save. I will not fear what man can do because you are El Elyon, the Most High God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Bread
sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. Of all the
things, the constant
bread. You are the
awesome ruler. Gentile redeemer. This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man.
The
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call.
Born
in a manger, but on a tree.
None like you, none holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. No one is even close to you. I praise you as my Lord God, and I consecrate myself before you to be holy as you are holy. I lift up your name, for you are the one who is high and lifted up, and who lives within eternity and is called the Holy God. You dwell in a high and holy place, yet you also dwell with those who are contrite and of a humble heart. In your holiness, you revive the lowly and comfort the hurting. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And amen. And that, at this time, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So at this time, I will play another selection.
And when you call and need
Sweet hour of prayer. To God be the glory. Living God, you are the source of my life. Every breath I take, each morning that I awake, these are from you, the living God. Your life extends into mine, giving me the opportunity to experience your creation. Forgive me for the times I don't seem to value the life you have given to me. Forgive me for making poor eating choices or not sleeping as much as I should. Forgive me for not trusting, treasuring, and taking care of the gift of life you have given to me. You are the living God, and you are intimately involved in all that I do. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And now at this time, I will play two selections, and after this selection, I'll come back with a word. Amen. Praise God.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Colossians, chapter 4, verse 17. Amen? That's Colossians, chapter 4, verse 17. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, and say to Archippus, be sure to carry out the ministry the Lord gave you. Amen. Praise be to God. So Paul was encouraging Archippus to make sure that he carry out the ministry he had received in the Lord. There are many ways for us to leave our ministries unfinished. We can easily get sidetracked morally. We can become exhausted and stop. We can get mad and quit. Or we can let it slide and leave it up to others. We should see to it that we finish God's assignments, completing the work we have received. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Let us pray. Holy God, I know that you want me to be holy as you are holy, and I seek that with all my heart, but I also know I have fallen short in the past. I fall short of it in the present, and I will fall short of it in the future. In my finiteness, I sin far too often. My sins of commission and sins of omission offend your beauty and purity. Forgive me for the worry, doubt, fear, anxiety, anger, and even lack of love in my heart at times. Cleanse me in your holiness. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Included in Paul's list of personal greetings and miscellaneous matters with which he characteristically closed his letters was a special reminder to Archippus Archippus plus. Although we know almost nothing about Archippus, some think he may have been Philemon's son or the pastor of the church that met in Philemon's house. It is not really known what church he served or whether he served in a pastoral ministry at all. Tonight, we are going to make a general application from this verse to the ministry that we all have as Christians. Amen. My text for this message is coming from Colossians 4 and 17 from the NIV version, and it says, tell Archippus, see to it that you complete the ministry you have received in the Lord. Amen? Praise God. And my title for this message is A Reminder for Ministry. Tonight, my message is divided into four paragraphs. The reminder for ministry is personal. Our ministry is personal. Paul addressed his reminder to one person, Archippus. All Christians have a ministry to which we have been called. God calls some of us to special ministries, but all of us have been called to ministry. Our ministry has precedence. Jesus assures us that he had come into the world to minister rather than to be ministered to. God called Moses, Samuel, and Paul, for instance, into special kinds of ministries for his sake. We have good biblical precedent for the ministry that we will perform in Christ's name. Amen? Our ministry is permanent. In the Christian persuader, Leighton Ford told of the Billy Graham team stopping at Dakar, West Africa, while en route to the African Crusaders in 1960. A French missionary met them for coffee. They found out that he had labored in that Muslim center for 10 years. One of the group asked him how many converts he had. He thought a moment and replied that there had been one or two, perhaps three, converts. The group was stunned. If there were only three converts in 10 years, why did he say? Well, he answered that he stayed because Jesus put him there. Amen? So wherever Jesus put you, that is where you stay. Praise be to God. The reminder for ministry is practical. Watch what is done. See to it is Paul's advice. In ministry, we watch what is done. Christian ministry encompasses many different jobs, but some of them have priority. Jobs such as pastoral care, the ministry of encouragement and personal preparation through prayer and study are always priority items in ministry. Watch how it is done. We must perform our various ministries in a way that honor God and leads people to faith in God, not in a way that brings glory to ourselves. Amen? Praise be to God. The reminder for ministry is purposeful. The source of ministry, Paul's reminder was for Antipas to find the ministry he had received in the Lord. The source of all ministry is in the Lord, meaning that God gives us the place to serve and the call to serve. The strength for ministry is it is by God's strength that we serve. A spider once spun a large and intricate web. He became proud of his web and snapped the firmament that hung down from the top because it did not fit into the design he had spun. But in snapping the firmament, he snapped the anchor, of the web, and it fell to the ground. Praise be to God. The reminder for ministry is pointed. Ministry must be fulfilled if we are called by God. We must fulfill the ministry he has given us. Otherwise, we will lose our right standing with him. Ministry cannot be transferred. We each have a personal responsibility for our own ministry that we cannot transfer to someone else. Amen? Praise be to God. Ministry cannot be measured by inadequate models. Our models for ministry have to often come from the commercial world or from the Atlantic arena. Hi, Val. You're on your way? Hello?
Can you hear me now?
You're on your way? Okay.
I'm calling
down in like
15 minutes. 15 minutes, okay. I'm gonna give my house my share for the rest of it, the room, the transportation and everything.
Okay.
Alright, so I'm gonna stay in the car, but you can come down in 15 minutes and I'll, you know.
Yeah, all right then.
Stay in the car.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Okay. Amen. Praise be to God. Sorry for that. Ministry cannot be transferred. We have a personal responsibility for our ministry that we cannot transfer to someone else. Ministry cannot be measured by inadequate models. Our models for ministry have too often come from the commercial world or from the Atlantic arena. We do not consider ourselves to have fulfilled our ministry until we have won, whatever form winning may take. But Jesus gave us a different model by which to evaluate ministry. It is the model of his own life. Even our apparent failures may become success in God's hand. On the surface, the cross seemed like a dismissal failure, but the resurrection showed it to be the fulfillment of God's purpose in the redemption of humankind. Amen. And my conclusion for this message is, this is our reminder for ministry. Take it, heed it, make your ministry as a Christian all that God wants it to be. Amen. Praise be to God. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing that you do is to find yourself a good Bible-based church to continue your walk with Christ. Amen. Praise God. Here we go. Amen. And my benediction is coming from Jude 24 and 25, and it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
I want you to put your mind and your focus
Worship
at his holy mountain, for he's a jealous God. Bow down to the great I am, for he's a holy God. Wave your hands in the air, give us a praise. Let the anointing have its way. Call on Jesus' name. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Wave your hands in the air, give us a praise. Let the anointing have its way. Call on Jesus' name. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. So
I am back, and sorry for the interruption. Go on your bed. Praise God. Praise be to God. I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my choir in their farewell concert and recording. The Tri-City Singers! Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir, and you have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there? Yeah. Here we go, y'all. Where?
Amen. Go and get your inheritance.
The heart of his spirit takes residence in me, purging iniquity to the image of glory. The heart
to walk in the path of righteousness, chosen to serve the King of Kings. The Son of God walked this earth, bringing grace to the undeserved, crucified in our place, forgiving sin, interceding the heart of the Spirit, takes residence in me, purging iniquity to the image of glory, the heart of the Spirit lives eternally, leading me, guiding me, and restoring me. All his spiritual gifts manifest, oh, bringing life to a world in darkness. Jesus Christ came to give us life abundantly. I've got to testify, he's coming back for a church with the heart of the Spirit take residence in me, purging iniquity to the image of glory. The heart of the Spirit lives eternally, leading
of his spirit.
I'm running for Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Pray One for
Another. They were trying to kill him.